one's a control program which aims to keep rat numbers low where you can't eradicate them totally from the whole island, and the other islands where they've been eradicated from have been eradication. So the goal is to remove all the rats.
So let's take each of those separately. In terms of control, how do you exercise control over the rat population and plainly with considerable success based on the rise in the numbers of threatened species like the whistler?
Basically, it's a matter of keeping the rat numbers very low consistently. So we have a grid of bait stations which are monitored monthly by the local community and the Vale Protection Environmental Protection Agency, and that's pretty much all you need to do, really. They're actually quite simple and cheap methods for getting success.
And when it comes to eradication, how do you go about that safely? Because I presume there are many options at your disposal, but some perhaps would have more of an impact on the environment than others.
Yes, there's basically, for small islands, which is what we're focusing on here, so that countries can do the operations themselves. There's two basic methods. One is using bait stations, as we do on the mainland sites, or just hand-spinning the bait. So basically what we do is we go out and assess the risks to people and other organisms in the environment on the particular islands. Then we lay out a grid, just the same as on the mainland, and then we go around and throw bait out from each point on the grid. Then we come back in 2 weeks' time and do it again. And then about a year later, which is when you can first detect low densities of rats, we confirm that it's been successful.
Is it an expensive process?
No, it's very cheap. And that's why I like it a lot, and that's why we're trying to get countries that have many small islands into this type of operation and train them so they can do it themselves. Basically, it's just the cost of a boat, a few pieces of equipment, and the rat bait itself.
So without a program of this nature, be it control or be it eradication, I mean, a bird like the whistler would be at risk of being driven extinct, would it?
Oh, yes. Most of the bird extinctions in the Pacific are due to rats, and there's been many, many over the last 100 years.
So the future now for, I mentioned the whistler, also the triller and the Polynesian starling, I mean, the future for them, whilst not absolutely secure, is obviously a lot brighter than it was a year or two ago.
Yes, that's correct. The population has increased. Obviously, that's a very small area. It's only 7 hectares, so its usefulness in the long term is limited, but by showing the local community what they can do there, we're hoping that we can expand this program to other areas in the Vava'u Islands, and we also have a similar program going on the main island of Tongatapu and Tonga.
And where we're talking about control programs, how important is the role played by the local community? I suspect that they have a monitoring role to play, do they not?
Yes, their support is vital. Wherever we can, we try and encourage the community to take part. It's their treasures that they're looking after. The community can take different forms. In Vava'u on Mount Talao, it is the local community and the local NGO, whereas on the main island of Tongatapu, we have another program going in the Tuala rainforest, which is the last remaining stand of native forest on the main island. It's about 23 hectares, and the school there, Tupo College, monitors that one. So it's crucial that they, not only that they do it properly and understand and are well-trained, but they understand the benefits that they're getting from this project. Otherwise, there's not much incentive for them to go out and do it each month.
And are similar programs being rolled out across the Pacific, or will they be rolled out across the Pacific in due course? Because it would seem to me that all the Pacific Island countries have the same problem, don't they, with invasive species of one sort or another?
Yes, that's correct. I would love it to be like that, and that is my intention. It really depends also on the countries and their motivations. What are the size of the islands? What have they got left to protect on those islands? There are really methods that have been developed in New Zealand over the past 10 years or so, which are being introduced up here. So really it's one of the bright spots that countries can actually do for themselves. Larger eradications, as you probably know, cost many millions of dollars and require a lot of technical and logistical assistance from outside organisations. But these are small projects that countries can bite off one bite at a time and do something to protect their islands.